Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Ending a conversation politely. You might think that ending a conversation is as simple as saying goodbye, but it's a little more complex than that. It's also quite different from culture to culture. In Western culture, we inform the person we are talking to gently by giving hints that we need to go or want the conversation to end. We try our best to avoid ending a conversation abruptly. Certain phrases are used to indicate that someone has to go or would like to end a conversation. To end a conversation politely is quite a difficult skill to master, actually. In this podcast lesson, we'll show you how to end a conversation politely according to Western culture. You're now going to hear a conversation between John and Naomi. They've just come out of a conference.
That last speaker was excellent, wasn't he? I've really enjoyed this conference a lot.
Yes, me too. I thought he had some very interesting points.
It sure has been nice seeing you again, Naomi. It's been a long time.
It has. Over 2 years. The last time was at that trade show in Honolulu. It was nice to see you again too, John.
Oh, that was a fun trip. Anyway, I'll be sure to email you in a few weeks about that merger information you asked about.
Oh, I'll look forward to that.
And I hope it's not another 2 years before we see each other.
Yes, me too, John. Take care.
You too. Bye.
This dialogue illustrates how to end a conversation politely. A typical conversation ending has three parts: a beginning, a middle, and an end. We'll look at each of these parts and the language you can use in each. John and Naomi have just come out of a conference. They've probably been chatting for a while already, and our section of the dialogue starts right at the end of their small talk. Let's hear their first exchange again.
That last speaker was excellent, wasn't he? I've really enjoyed this conference a lot.
Yes, me too. I thought he had some very interesting points.
John makes a general statement about the conference, probably as a sign that he wants the conversation to end soon. But it's necessary to give a more direct hint that you want to finish a conversation, and this is what he does next. Let's listen again.
It sure has been nice seeing you again, Naomi. It's been a long time.
It has. Over 2 years. The last time was at that trade show in Honolulu. It was nice to see you again too, John.
John uses the phrase, "It sure has been nice seeing you again," to hint that he would like the conversation to end soon. In Western culture, conversations don't usually end as soon as one person makes a hint like this. Conversations tend to end gradually. Naomi, therefore, instead of saying goodbye at this point, reminds John where and when they last met. Then she uses a similar phrase to John. "It was nice to see you again too, John," to indicate to John that she's also ready to end the conversation soon. Let's hear some further examples of using a hint to end a conversation. Listen and repeat these sentences after me.
"Well, it was great meeting you."
"Yes, it was nice."
"Well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk."
"Me too."
"It sure has been nice seeing you."
"Yeah, I enjoyed it."
The next step is to indicate that we need to go soon. Let's listen to how John does this.
"Oh, that was a fun trip. Anyway, I'll be sure to email you in a few weeks about that merger information you asked about."
"Oh, I'll look forward to that."
John says, "I'll be sure to email you in a few weeks about that merger information you asked about." We often use phrases like "I'll email you" or "I'll call you soon" to state how we'll get in contact with the other person in the future. This is especially important if you're talking to someone you already know, or a client or colleague.
Let's now practice using some singular phrases. Listen to these short exchanges and repeat each sentence after me. I'll be sure to call you. That'd be great. I'll send you an email next week. Okay, I'll look forward to that. I hope to hear from you soon. Yes, me too. The final step in ending a conversation politely is to use a phrase which really does give you the opportunity to leave now. Let's hear that part of the dialogue. And I hope it's not another 2 years before we see each other.
Yes, me too, John. Take care.
You too. Bye. Actually, Naomi is the one who uses a phrase to indicate the conversation is finished. She says, "Take care." The standard response to "take care" is "you too," followed by "bye, goodbye, see you, cheers," or something similar. Saying "take care" is just one phrase to use to end a conversation. Here are some others. Repeat these phrases after me. Bye for now. Bye. I'll talk to you later. Okay, until then. See you again soon. See you. Take care. You too. Bye. Keep in touch. I will. Bye. You're now going to hear a conversation between Paul and Polly. They've just finished a long meeting.
Wow. That was a long meeting. I feel worn out.
I know what you mean. Mr. Lin had a lot to say.
He did, and I wonder why he didn't just email us that information.
No kidding. Well, it was great meeting you.
Yes, it was nice.
When does your car leave for the airport?
In about an hour, I guess.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you again very soon, Paul.
Me too. Maybe at the next long and boring meeting.
Maybe. We should have a drink the next time you're in town.
I'd like that.
Okay, then. Bye for now.
Goodbye, Polly.
You probably noticed that this conversation ending was almost the same as the first conversation in terms of its structure. It had a beginning, where one speaker hints about ending the conversation, a middle where they indicate that they have to go now, and an end that gives them an opportunity to leave. Did you recognize these three sections and some of the key phrases the speakers used? Paul and Polly have just come out of a meeting. They're probably both in a hurry to leave, so they use the briefest of small talk before ending their conversation. Let's hear how they started again.
Wow! That was a long meeting. I feel worn out.
I know what you mean. Mr. Lin had a lot to say.
He did, and I wonder why he didn't just email us that information.
Then, Polly is the first to hint that she would like the conversation to end. Listen and repeat each phrase as you hear it.
No kidding. Well, it was great meeting you.
Yes, it was nice.
Next, Polly uses a phrase to indicate that she wants to leave soon. Remember that we usually do this by saying how we'll contact the other person again in the future. Listen to Polly and Paul again and repeat each phrase after you hear it.
Okay. Well, I hope to see you again very soon, Paul.
Me too. Maybe at the next long and boring meeting.
Polly ends the conversation using a phrase which gives her an opportunity to leave. Your turn to listen and repeat again.
Okay then. Bye for now.
Goodbye, Polly.
In this podcast lesson,
you'll have learned how to end a conversation with a Westerner politely. Remember that Westerners gradually end a conversation. First, hint that you would like the conversation to end. Next, use a phrase to indicate that you need to leave soon. Finally, use a phrase that gives you the opportunity to leave. A little small talk between each section is often necessary. Try to become familiar with some of the key phrases needed to end a conversation politely.
That's all for this Business English Podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Business English Podcast is part of Workplace English Training e-magazine. To access the podcast transcript for this and other Business English Podcast lessons, you'll need to subscribe to Workplace English Training e-magazine at www.workplace-english-training.com. Workplace English Training e-magazine is a monthly interactive online magazine focusing on all aspects of business English training. It is suitable for pre-intermediate to advanced level learners. Each issue of the e-magazine is packed with interactive lessons to help you improve your business writing, speaking, listening, and vocabulary. Learning is challenging yet fun. Here's that subscription address once again: www.workplace-english-training.com.